Logo, Tubi Originals. Logo, Automatic Entertainment. Logo, Photonic Media. An abandoned street at night. Lightning rips through the sky. Two bodies lie lifeless on the pavement. Text, spontaneous viral outbreaks have overwhelmed the world. The disease turns healthy humans into vicious predators. Cities are evacuated, radiation bombs are used to kill the infected. Bombed locations are referred to as dead zones. A hooded figure wearing a gas mask peeks around a corner. They hold a gun with a scope and watch a building across the street. A second hooded figure with mask comes up from behind and motions them to follow. The first one takes a last look at the building across the street before joining the second. The two cautiously make their way to a chain-link fence. They peer out to an empty car that sits on the street. One of the hooded figures takes out a remote detonator. It doesn't seem to work. The second figure takes the device out of the first's hand, which shakes uncontrollably. The second takes off a glove and reaches into a bag and grabs two AAA batteries. They put the batteries in the detonator, hand it back to the other, and then quickly slip the glove back on. The first presses a button on the detonator. A small explosion goes off inside the car. The two figures hold still. Shadows are seen along the chain link fence as several figures run to the car. They swarm around it in a frenzy as the two masked figures watch from behind the fence. Infected humans peer maniacally into the car and claw at the windshield. Through the fire and smoke, a white timer taped to explosives hits zero. The car explodes and bodies engulfed in flames fly onto the pavement. A dark cloud slowly moves across a glowing full moon. The two masked figures move on, walking by a high section of fence. An infected lunges at them from behind the fence. They keep walking. They peer around a corner. One continues on while the other holds back. The first enters a lot filled with cars. Lightning brightens a sign. Text, Hanky's Auto Body. A bit of Hank in every pen. We follow the masked figure as they walk slowly between two cars, looking in windows. They stand at the back of the cars and look around. Something unseen rips them away with lightning speed. The second masked figure looks around the corner and then out at the surrounding area. All is still. Lights shine outside a nearby building. They make their way into the auto body lot, gripping their gun tightly, ready for engagement. They creep slowly among the cars. As they come around the back of a car, something draws their eyes to the ground. They slowly lower their weapon. Peer out from behind the car to see the other masked figure's body convulsing on the pavement. Something lands by the other's feet. They look down. A lightning flash reveals the bloodied gas-masked head of their comrade. They look up and see slight movement through the windows of one of the cars. They run at full speed out of the auto body lot. It gradually reduces to slow motion as they flee. Title on dark background, Dead Zone. Day. Over a barren stretch of earth, two military helicopters appear in the distance. They speed towards us and then off to an airport in the distance. One man fixes a boombox while a second watches. A third cooks chicken on a charcoal grill.
But it's a proposal, man. It's supposed to be a surprise.
Dude, Ton,
You have been with Crystal for 6 years.
Yes.
And in those 6 years, how many times have I told you she does not like surprises?
Exactly.
Man by the grill.
You know, he's right, man. Kids like surprises, not adults.
Dude, what if she says no? It could happen. And then if she says no, you're gonna be stuck, trapped in Tahiti.
But it's Tahiti. It's paradise.
Man hits punching bag.
Even in paradise, you feel trapped.
An authority comes.
Ain't that the truth? Just ask any of my ex-wives. TOC right now, gentlemen, we have an immediate problem.
He walks away. The man at the punching bag turns back and gives it a kick.
CDC contracted a lab in this little one-horse town for vaccine development. 4 weeks ago was declared a D-zone. Your mission is to infill that lab and secure that prototype vaccine, and then haul ass to the extraction point.
So we suit up, grab and go. Where's the problem?
Well, the problem is that intel informs us that some of the infected are surviving the blast. Yeah, that's right. Apparently, these sons of bitches are silent, faster and more aggressive than any runners that you've exterminated in the past.
So this prototype vaccine must be some kind of messiah shot. Why aren't the brass sending in a full battalion?
To redirect 700 troops to extract an unproven vaccine from a D-zone that's swarming with infected, souped-up assholes? No. That'd be more like genocide than a game plan. What I need are a few canaries. Slip in, sniff around, and sneak out undetected.
Canaries.
Now, maybe that was a bad example. What do you think?
One of the men looks to the others.
Yeah. You'll halo in via this baby. Now, don't get excited. I know it's not the prettiest horse in the barn. A little long in the tooth, but it's got all the luck where it's needed. Plus, it's the best I could do on such short notice. Kind of like you guys.
They stand with arms crossed.
This mission far exceeds any threat assessment of any mission you've been on already. You're gonna be jumping straight into hell. If you're looking for a glory day, this is it.
He looks at the men, his arms crossed.
A lot of good lives will be saved. You want to be part of the solution? You get your frogman on, you suit up, and you follow me.
He walks away. The men are left standing there. The man from the punching bag looks at the others.
You each have to call it for yourselves on this one.
He follows the authority. The remaining guys look at each other. Tun raises his hand for a fist bump.
Man, fuck Tahiti.
No surprises.
His buddy fist bumps. They all go.
Most of this equipment you gentlemen are familiar with, you've used it in previous QRF deployments. But if you look around, you'll notice I got you a few new extra toys. Pack a little extra punch in case you find yourselves in a hot spot.
Thermal? Really? But I thought they already nuked the town.
Speaking of which, how are we supposed to breathe in that poison?
With this.
A man throws him a helmet.
The filters and batteries have been modified from the seal rebreathers. By the way, the more you move, the better they work.
Walks away.
And if it gives you any trouble, I'll be right there to fix it. Unless you desert me again.
The man from the punching bag hands off the helmet.
Deserter.
He advances intensely.
Now that's a new low even for you.
It is what it is, boss.
If memory serves, I had an easy choice. Stay with your sorry ass, or go home with the most beautiful woman I've ever been with in my life.
The man smirks.
All right. You win.
I always win.
They fist bump and smile.
Fellas, allow me to introduce you to Chief Petty Officer Ajax, my bud's classmate drinking buddy, and before he transferred to an R&D desk job, was nearly my brother-in-law.
My sister broke my heart, you know. She see anyone right
now? Hey, don't get your ass kicked.
Boss! That's enough. Knock it off. Ajax, get him in this battle rattle.
Hands clip and zip.
Helmets are new. We'll be the first ones to use them.
Lucky us.
So you telling me this thin-ass fabric is gonna keep me from roasting?
That's the idea.
Chest armor.
Now, this particular configuration is hot off the factory floor, so unfortunately, well, we haven't had a lot of time to test it, considering the situation. But it has been modified for dead zone ops.
Fully suppressed firearms.
Ajax holds a gun.
Every effort to keep us concealed and alive has been made.
Lock and load, gentlemen. Masks on.
They put on helmets. Visuals surround each man's face within their helmet.
Whoa.
Gunnery Sergeant Sinclair.
Sergeant First Class Tun.
POSC Danner, check.
Good comms.
On your visors, you got a basic HUD. On yours, you got an AMP system for suit-to-suit comms and increased audibility. Soft sounds become loud, loud becomes soft. Now, each helmet is completely soundproof to the zone. You can blow your vocal cords and we're the only ones that'll hear it.
That's comforting.
And one more trick up your sleeve as a last resort.
Light.
500,000 lumens, 2K throw. Powerful enough to permanently blind, hot enough to start fire at close range. 10-second burst.
It stops emanating from the wrist.
I will emphasize last resort.
What about a close quarters encounter?
We still don't know how all this holds up in actual combat.
Oh, you want a test run?
Don't you?
You've had this coming for a long time.
Ajax and Boss square off. Ajax attacks with a jumping kick, Boss thwarts it and lands a punch in the gut. Each fighter holds his ground, blocking or withstanding blows. Boss takes an elbow to the head and steps back. Ajax saunters back a few feet and turns to Boss.
Still works?
Yeah, it's the Jax I know.
Ajax charges and swings. Boss stops him with a powerful uppercut and a kick to the stomach that drops him. The others look on as Ajax slowly gets up off the floor. Boss confidently approaches him. Ajax grins and attacks, but Boss easily deflects him and lands a kick to his upper back. Ajax takes a fighting stance, but Boss moves in and delivers a punch to the head.
But you forget.
He pushes Ajax to the wall and points a blade to his face.
I always win.
All right, that's enough fun for now. What do you say, Boss?
I think we can use all the help we can get.
The blade retracts into Boss's forearm of his suit. Under a dark blue sky, sunlight hits the men's faces as they slowly walk towards us side by side. They are armed and suited up. Legs climb stairs to a cockpit. The pilot slides the cockpit canopy shut. A hand checks gauges and flicks a switch. Boss walks with head held high. The single prop plane lifts off the ground and climbs. A full moon shines bright above storm clouds and flashes of lightning. Red light illuminates the men in the plane.
Danner and Master Chief will be on three comms windows. On touchdown, past Sitting Bull. When I verify and secure the vaccines, past Geronimo. And once we reach the EZ, our final pass is Crazy Horse. Chief will send a taxi. Irradiation is a rough way to go, so make sure you stay covered up at all times.
Well, 90 seconds and that's it. That's all we got, huh?
You say it's like drowning in fire.
You really haven't taken one of these into a D-zone before.
But if they don't work, the good news is you'll be dead before you hit the ground.
Tun, Danner, and Sinclair stare blankly at Ajax. Danner pulls on gloves.
It's a shame, really. We straight up poison the world.
That's why we gotta get these shots. Until then, we gotta keep dropping bombs. And if we do, and if we don't.
Kinda like us canaries.
Ajax looks down, avoiding Boss's stare. Danner secures his gear.
30 seconds to drop.
The men prepare to drop. Ajax grabs Boss's shoulder.
You're never out of the fight.
The plane flies through the storm clouds. The side hatch is pulled open and the team jumps out into the night. Lightning flashes reveal the underside of the plane far away as we continue to fall. Periods of darkness are broken up only by lightning. Silhouettes of helmets and full bodies in free fall. They come out of the cloud cover and drop toward the lit-up city below. Boots land hard on pavement. In the foreground is a rotted corpse. One by one they land and unhook their parachutes. Danner activates a drone and releases it. It rises high up into the stormy sky. Night vision video from the drone shows the men standing in an empty parking lot. Text. D-Zone 142. From inside his helmet, Danner can see the drone video.
Ironside, Maine, this is Archangel. Do you copy?
Over.
He adjusts the antenna on his helmet.
Ironside, Maine,
this is Archangel. Actual.
Pass Sitting Bull. Over.
Tun furrows his brow and grits his teeth.
Roger, Actual. This is Master Chief on Maine. Sitting Bull confirmed. Check in at your next waypoint. Have a safe walk. Over.
Boss, Master Chief confirmed.
The drone video becomes blurry.
Radiation's already messing with the signal.
AI is adjusting.
You said it, now you can forget it.
Sounds too good to be true.
The video comes back into focus.
Co Coast is clear.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
We've got two clicks.
At about 180.
Take it out.
They prepare themselves for engagement. Tun briefly closes his eyes and breathes. From above, the drone video shows them advancing out of the parking lot. They proceed alongside a chain-link fence, scanning all areas. Drone video shows several warehouses and outbuildings on the other side of the fence. A lightning flash shows a charred skull on the ground. They approach the burned-out car from the explosion earlier. Shattered glass on the ground shines in the red light on Tun's weapon.
Tun, what do you see?
Still fresh. I'd say one day.
Maybe less.
Looks like they used a two-shot on a one-time rig.
He picks up the burned timer used to set off the explosion. Flashback.
The MA-4s blew the windows to alert defected. Then they cooked the incoming with thermite.
That's clever.
Go ahead and see what you can find.
They raise their weapons.
I don't know, boss.
I got that funny feeling.
Roger that.
Drone video shows them walking in an open lot by a warehouse.
Post up a second, boys.
Sinclair lays his gun on its tripod as the others secure various positions. He peers through his scope. It settles on a corpse resting along the chain link fence.
What you got, Sinclair?
The body suddenly convulses.
We had cadaveric spasms over here.
This thing looks like it went down maybe 3 hours ago. Something's not right.
The hand twitches on the gravel.
Don't look shot up at all.
Sinclair zeroes in on the head. It convulses.
Christ, this thing's still moving.
Does it see you?
I don't know. Boss, am I canceling this thing or what?
Negative. Do not engage unless the threat is immediate.
What the hell? I think something else took this thing out.
He shoots as thunder strikes. His finger releases the trigger.
We need to push to waypoint 2. Danner?
100-yard diameter. All clear.
Boss gestures forward and they cautiously proceed. Lightning illuminates a one-story building which reads DCD Biotech. Lights shine around the outer perimeter. They approach, prepared to engage. They stop at the entrance. Tun activates the red light on his weapon. He grabs the door handle and pulls. The door opens easily and they quickly enter the building one by one. The door shuts behind them. With red lights engaged, they make their way down the hallway. Light shines on a rotting corpse collapsed against the wall. It wears a white lab coat. Another body in a lab coat lies face down on the floor. Tun and Danner turn a corner and come to a door with a narrow vertical window. Danner shoots an infected as it charges. It falls but immediately gets up and pounces on him. Tun walks up and blasts it in the side of the head.
You guys okay down there?
We're good. Just had to smoke a runner.
Possible jackpot. Simulation room level 2.
Ajax, Tun, and Danner enter a lab. As they walk further into the space, they pass a sign that says biohazard.
This room is operating on its own insulated power. Air quality is good.
They remove their helmets.
Oh, thank God.
Ajax lifts up a glass panel to reveal 3 shots. Tun leans into Danner.
Ain't enough air in yours?
Danner checks. Boss goes to Ajax.
How are we looking?
Geronimo.
Good. Danner, get the comms to me.
Got it.
Ajax gathers shots.
Tun? 15 clicks to the EZ. You want Ajax to take a look at your gear?
I'm all good, boss.
Boss looks intently at Tun. Tun nods affirmatively. Drone video shows the rooftop of a large building. Ajax holds up a canister containing the shots.
These shots are a 6-hour clock.
That puts us at dawn 5:30. We hustle, we can make it in 3.
Good. You get to the cryo when this storage unit dies, radiation kills all hope.
Well then, we have to keep hope alive.
Boss, we got a problem.
Danner stands in the doorway. The drone hovers.
Ironside Main, this is Archangel Actual. How copy? Over.
Video shows them exiting the building.
Ironside Main, come on.
Danner taps the antenna on his helmet.
Piece of shit.
Tun takes a deep breath.
Ironside Main, this is Archangel Actual. How copy? Over. Guys, we got a movement signature at 50 meters. My 045.
Danner. Can you manual closer?
Signal is getting choppy.
Drone video shows two infected humans running wildly, their arms flailing. The drone hovers among the thick storm clouds. Lightning flashes. The video feed starts to have spurts of fuzziness.
God, I cannot get this.
The drone explodes.
Damn this tech! Boss, what are we doing?
They look out into the darkness.
Hold the line. Get ready.
They stand poised with their weapons.
Here they come.
Dozens of infecteds race toward the building.
On me.
They draw closer and closer to the team.
Contact.
Infecteds start to fall, but more keep coming. Infecteds get close enough to engage in hand-to-hand combat. They swarm upon the team from all sides. Some are shot, but others wrestle with the men. Despite being hit or shot, some infecteds rebound and go back on the attack.
Get him back up!
An infected man jumps on Danner and chews into his arm. Red light flashes on Danner's wincing face. The attacker is shot. The attacker goes back again for Danner.
Get behind you!
It gets blown away. The masked figure from the auto body shop stands with a gun, then goes and wraps Danner's arm.
God. What the hell is this?
God, my arm is burning!
Lock down the perimeter.
You just hang in there, buddy.
It's burning!
Oh, man.
That's bad. That's real deep, boss.
How long's he got?
A few minutes, maybe.
God, it burns!
The gunman rises. They lift Danner. The masked gunman motions them to follow.
Are we really gonna follow this guy?
Boss watches the gunman walking away.
We need to get Danner to cover.
This situation is foobar.
In the foreground, an infected crawls to them as they walk away. A long, worm-like tongue seizes it. A hand turns a handle. The gunman lifts up a hatch to an underground bunker. The team carries Danner down some stairs illuminated by blue lights. The gunman leads them through a strip door curtain. Random items on a table get hurled away by the gunman as they bring Danner in. The gunman removes a gas mask and reveals her face. The men notice but tend to Danner.
We need to act fast.
She looks at his wound.
The surprise grease tourniquet.
She removes a blood-soaked cloth.
We can amputate.
It's too late for that.
I'll do it. Do my piece. I'll do it.
Sinclair draws a knife.
You know what? Fuck this. We lose the arm. It's the only shot he's got.
You use that, he bleeds out and dies. Either way, he dies.
He gives.
Hey, we don't know that.
She looks at Ajax.
I can feel my skin turn.
Danner arrives on the table.
Danner. It's your call. Who you want to do it?
Awesome. Where's my bag, boss? Geronimo, we got him.
He's not gonna make it.
Geronimo, we got him, boss.
Boss looks down at Danner. Then he takes out the canister with the shots and removes the cover.
Wait, what the hell are you doing?
You do trials. All right, get ready. Hold him down.
They hold Danner down.
What you do?
Boss takes out a shot.
Okay, Danner. Needle pinch.
He puts the needle into Danner's neck. The others watch in various states of uncertainty. The fluid flows through the syringe. Danner suddenly convulses, wide-eyed. They keep him held down. Ajax grips his weapon and watches intently. The woman aims her gun at Danner. He lies motionless, eyes bulging, staring up at the ceiling, his mouth wide open as if emitting a silent scream. Sinclair hits the table and turns away. Ajax lowers his gun. Boss looks down at Danner. Tun leans over Danner, staring deeply into his eyes, then he slowly lifts his head and looks away. Danner bolts up, dazed. The others are stunned.
What the hell just happened?
They look at one another in amazement. The woman moves in and wraps Danner's wound.
What the hell just happened?
That's right.
No surprise, bro. Tun, get a signal out.
This bunker's too insulated and the outside atmosphere's too thick.
Then we need to get these. And you on the move now.
Ajax pats Danner.
Congratulations, Danner. Your ass just became an essential mission objective.
Now it's about time.
Thank you, Miss
Goodman. So you're packing miracles.
Now we just need to get him out. How are you feeling?
Terrible.
You have some impressive skill sets.
Not dead yet.
Ammo check.
Tun picks up a timer from a shelf. It's the same as from the bombed-out car. He looks over at Goodman.
You triggered the car.
My brother did.
Danner's eyes move to Ajax. Ajax steps towards Goodman.
Where's he at?
Dead.
Boss, we're ready. But we're chewing through a lot of ammo real fast. I don't think we can stomach another large encounter.
You need ammo, I got it.
Not caseless.
Ajax tosses a bullet at her.
You can always stand behind me.
She tosses it back.
She should come with us. She saved my life.
We don't have a helmet for her.
I can take care of myself.
What I mean is, this isn't a personnel recovery op.
Well, it kind of is now.
For you? Yes. Not for her. She puts us all at risk.
Goodman laughs.
You've been in this hell, what, a few hours? Woke up the neighborhood, burned through 3/4 of your ammo. Another pinch and your chances of survival drop to less than zero. I've survived here a month, and tonight I fired my first shot to save one of your asses.
So why are you still here?
I'm afraid of what's out there. We tried to escape and failed. When I heard that explosion, I thought maybe you guys were my second shot. Starting to have my doubts.
She turns her back on them. Boss looks hard at Ajax.
She's coming with us.
Goodman turns back.
We need all the help we can get. Sinclair, map.
They gather around the table and look over the map.
We've got just over 5 hours to get to our extraction point, due west. If we get into a firefight or have to fall back, we'll need a fortified location.
Goodman studies the map.
The only thing over there is an old tunnel system under the train station.
Boss glances at Ajax, who has his eye on him. Then he looks hard at Goodman.
You stick to me like glue, understand? You are a ghost, unseen and unheard, got me?
Yes, sir.
Danner looks at Goodman.
Anything else?
Yeah.
He hands her the gas mask.
Don't forget your mask. Let's go.
Boss puts on his helmet. Tun gives a slight smile. Ajax looks at Goodman a moment before heading on. Above ground, the team closes the hatch and heads off into the night. They slowly patrol the area looking for a good spot to set up. It is deathly still. They stop and take a good long look around. They move on. Sinclair heads further down the street.
I'll scout ahead.
This is perfect. Let's set up here.
They set up an explosive charge along a concrete sill of a building. Danner presses his forearm controls to try and get a signal. Through her gas mask, Goodman inspects the area. A large dumpster rests in a corner. Red light glows on Danner's helmet as he works the controls.
Ironside Main! Ironside Main, how copy? Over.
Danner frowns and blinks slowly.
Boss, I'm not getting anything.
Danner, you gotta get this signal up.
It's not even static now. Fallout may have fried it.
Tun closes his eyes as his breathing gets more labored.
Good to go.
All right, back it up. Let's move to a safe spot. Sinclair, we're coming over.
Stay low.
I got a prowler out here.
Sinclair's scope follows an infected moving about erratically. Tun stands poised with his gun. Boss taps his shoulder and he jumps. Inside his helmet, he swallows hard.
Shadows.
Sinclair's scope shows three infecteds together.
I've got my eyes on three.
And my gut's telling me there's more.
The infected scurry off.
Place is infested.
I can put them down.
We can't afford risks.
We set the trap. Let's blow it.
Dharma would cook it.
We gotta get at least one click away.
Can you make it that far?
Through her gas mask, Goodman watches Tun's shoulders rise and fall. Ajax reaches up to Tun's helmet. Goodman looks around her. All is still.
I can try to increase the flow, but I'll have to remove the helmet. Air might be cleaning those tunnels.
Boss waves his arm in front of Goodman to get her attention. He signals with two fingers to her eyes and then his. They move on. They enter an abandoned bus terminal. Various types of luggage are scattered around. Graffiti covers the windows. Boss's face is projected inside Tun's helmet.
Easy, Tun. We're almost there.
Tun winces and bares his teeth. In the foreground, a body lies on the floor as the team disappears through a doorway. They carefully descend a narrow stairwell lit only by their red lights.
Okay. We're lucky. Air's getting cleaner.
At the base of the stairs, one of them shines their light back up to the top. All clear. Red light shines on a solid metal door.
I can't breathe.
They burst into a utility room.
I'll get you.
Tun throws off his helmet.
Jax, how long?
Few minutes.
Tun gives Boss a thumbs up.
You and Goodman go back to the entry. Make sure nothing comes down.
Roger that.
Sinclair taps Goodman's shoulder. She turns and he gestures the plan to her. She nods and they walk out of the room.
Danner and I will scout ahead. Make sure there's a back door. On me.
Tun holds his weapon and regains normal breathing. He looks over at Ajax, who works on his helmet. Red light shoots through an open door. Boss and Danner walk down a narrow hallway. We look down on stairs with blood smeared on them. Goodman walks up them. Ajax continues to work on the helmet. Boss's light shines on another solid door. We start to turn to the left.
Boss!
An infected lunges at Boss. He drives a blade through its face and then beheads it.
You guys all right down there?
Can't go blocking this D-zone without running into infected. Never out of fight.
Boss moves on down the hall. Danner follows, looking down as he passes the beheaded attacker. Ajax works on the helmet. Boss and Danner make their way through another large utility room. Their red lights shine bright, but leave much of their broader surroundings in darkness. They walk down another narrow hallway. Sinclair and Goodman walk back through the main lobby of the terminal. Sinclair gives a hold sign with his raised fist. He slowly approaches one of the graffiti-covered windows. An infected runs by.
We've got some activity out here.
He walks outside. All is quiet and still. He looks to his right. In the reflection of a window, he spots an infected running down the street. He raises his gun and walks in that direction. Deep in a tunnel, Boss continues to explore.
Yeah, I got a blocked passage here, right tunnel. I repeat, right tunnel is blocked. Boss, do you want me to join you?
All right. Yeah, head over. Danner. Ajax.
Boss.
Ajax. Danner? Danner.
I think we just lost him. I'll call now.
Danner, check.
Sinclair, check.
Boss is shaky on his feet. He closes his eyes tightly and then opens them. He falls to his knees and leans over. Danner creeps ahead.
Boss! Do you copy?
Boss pulls off his helmet.
Boss, hang on, man. I'm on my way.
Danner hurries down a hallway. Boss gasps on his knees. He grabs his helmet. A screen appears. Text, vid, colon, boss. He slowly sits up and leans against the wall. Danner runs up to him.
What the hell happened?
My helmet's working now, Jesus. That air is like drinking napalm.
Danner helps him to his feet.
I do not know about this beta tech.
We have a back exit.
I should have grabbed Goodman's old school masks.
From the base of a narrow stairway, Danner shines his light upward and advances. Boss stays at the bottom.
Try the radio.
Copy.
A door opens and Danner walks through it. Elsewhere, Sinclair spots an infected in his scope.
I definitely got one.
50 meters south side.
Through the scope, an infected takes a bullet between the eyes.
Contact.
I got one tango down.
Sinclair looks behind him. In the lobby, Goodman reacts to the noise. Sinclair goes to investigate. Inside his helmet, Sinclair narrows his eyes.
There's something weird out here.
Hang tight. We'll be right there.
As Sinclair walks away from us, a tall figure rises up behind him.
Done. We're on our way.
Tun puts on his helmet.
Much better.
Ironside Main, do you copy? Over.
Danner taps his helmet.
Oh, that's an improvement.
Near him, infected's lunge onto a fence.
I got infected running around back here.
Lock that door. Fall back to Sinclair now.
Roger that.
He retreats back into the stairwell. Sinclair turns a corner.
I think there's something else out here.
Hang on, Sinclair. Hang on.
The team hustles down a hallway. Sinclair takes slow steps. Goodman holds her ground in the lobby. A worm-like object comes up behind Sinclair. It pierces his back and pulls him backwards. Goodman steps cautiously towards the front entrance. Sinclair's helmet rolls onto the floor. The others run into the lobby and join Goodman. They all stare at the helmet. Lightning bolt, Sinclair's skull pierced, a clawed hand, long thin razor teeth. Goodman puts on Sinclair's helmet.
Can you hear me? Are you okay?
Yes.
Did you see what happened to Sinclair?
No.
He's out there.
Without a helmet.
So what, we're just gonna leave him behind?
He's dead, brother.
You don't know that.
You wanna take your helmet off and see what happens?
Ajax is right. If he doesn't have his helmet, he's gone. Make your peace with it. Now, if we want to make his sacrifice count, we stay with the mission. And get these vaccines out.
They all aim their guns at the back doorway.
Let's hit the trap.
Check.
The explosives they set still rest on the stone sill. One of them raises up a detonator. A plume of fire soars into the sky, seen from far away. Infecteds run to the spot.
Oh yeah. That should keep them busy.
They walk out of the bus terminal and into an alleyway. A small tower with an antenna stands before them.
You want to get a call out? Up there's going to be our best bet.
Last chance.
Danner goes. The others hold a moment and then make for the tower. A solid white door sits ajar, moving slightly. A soft green glow illuminates the base of the tower. Danner and Tun start to make their way to the top. Boss, Goodman and Ajax hold fast at the base.
Ironside Main, do you copy?
Over.
At the top of the tower, Danner makes adjustments on his helmet. Tun stands at the edge and looks out over the abandoned town.
You guys hear that buzzing?
Goodman looks to her right. A light above an entryway is surrounded by darkness.
It's coming from over here.
She walks. The entryway draws nearer and nearer. It goes by us on the right. Ahead is total darkness.
Tun, you see anything up there?
It's just a wind.
Town's dead, boss.
Tell Danner he's got 2 more minutes. Make it count.
Tun gestures too. Danner gives him the finger.
This is Archangel Actual. Do you copy? Over.
Inside Danner's helmet, various gauges and stats are projected.
Ironside Main, this is Archangel Actual. Geronimo. Repeat, Geronimo. We are headed to EZ. How copy? Over. Repeat.
Danner gives a thumbs up to Tun.
I'm sending it.
Danner winces. He drops to his knees.
Tun, what's happening?
God.
Oh. Danner's freaking out.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, Dan, wait!
Tun grabs his arm. Danner calms.
You okay, man? Yeah, I'm good. Boss, I got the call out. Master Chief confirmed.
Good.
This damn AMP system blew my ears out.
Danner, are you all right?
Yeah, we are good to go, boss.
Puzzle down, let's move before we get overrun.
Copy that.
Something wraps around Tun's neck.
Tun?
Tun grabs at his neck.
Tun!
Danner shoots. A clawed hand gets struck. Danner is thrown from the tower. Fade to black.
Danner! Danner! You okay?
The team surrounds Danner.
There's no sign of Tun anywhere. What's Danner's status?
Unchanged.
Hardass fell 3 stories and he's still breathing.
That's one lucky bastard.
He could be hemorrhaging internally. Paralyzed. Brain dead.
Danner's gonna make it. Because we're gonna help him.
We'll need a stretcher.
Where are the infected? We should be overrun by now.
What in God's name?
Boss, What you got, you okay?
He picks up a clawed finger.
I found a finger.
Jesus!
Danner bolts up.
Danner's up.
Danner, are you alright? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm okay. I can hear you. Where's Ton?
Hey, careful. Take it easy.
Jax, take a look at this.
Oh, my radio is busted.
What the hell are we dealing with?
It's not Ton's finger. An infected don't make noise.
We need to take this back. If there's a variant strain of the virus that's this mutated, HQ's gotta know.
I got the signal out.
We're gonna be tight.
We'll make it. But first, we're gonna find Ton.
This is a bad idea.
I agree. We're burning time we don't have.
Unlike St. Clair, Ton still has a helmet on. No way Ton can just vanish off a tower. You two, hustle and check back up top. Danner, you clear the base with me and tell us everything.
Ajax and Goodman head up the tower to find Ton.
It wasn't like the other infected. Then what was it?
I don't know what it was, but it was enormous. It had something wrapped around his neck. It picked him up. I thought it came from the AMP speakers, but it came from that thing like a scream from hell. We're getting torn apart out here.
They reach the top of the tower.
Nothing.
Not a sign, boss. Whatever it was, it took him off this tower.
No. Then he has got to be nearby.
If he's nearby, has his helmet, and isn't talking to us, he's dead.
We gotta find it, and we gotta kill it.
We were not deployed on some revenge hunt, Danner.
What we need to do is get out of here faster.
He's gone, man.
I might have an option.
Legs are dragged behind a building. A clawed hand is missing a finger. A helmet. The finger regenerates. The auto body sign. The team walks through the lot with weapons raised. A backpack beside the body of Goodman's brother lies on the ground.
That's the pack with the battery. And that's my brother.
This feels like a trap.
It's a dead zone.
It's all a trap.
Sit tight.
Ajax grabs boss's shoulder.
Hey.
You go, we go, boss.
Think I'm gonna desert you, Jax? On me. Danner, get a reading. If it's bad, we start running. You can handle that?
Hoorah, boss.
Goodman stands alert, gun pointed.
Hey. Goodman. You okay?
Let's get the hell out of here.
Something watches the team from a few yards away.
I got a bad feeling about this.
You hear that, Buzzy?
What the hell is it?
They get to the body and the backpack. Goodman crouches down and reaches into the backpack.
I'm sorry.
She reaches into a pocket on her brother's body and takes out a key.
Okay. Ajax. Here's the key.
She hands it to him. He kneels by the car battery and gets to work with the cables. The others continue to keep close watch around them. Ajax works by the battery. Goodman keeps her weapon pointed at her brother's gas mask covered severed head. A small building with double doors is seen in the shadows.
There's something out here.
No shit. Keep sharp, Jax.
Goodman keeps her gun pointed at the severed head. Ajax looks up from the battery.
I got juice.
Goodman stays focused on the head.
We're exposed here.
Lightning. She sees the gas-masked head in the light.
Let's load in.
Boss waves his hand and the team makes its way over to a door to the auto body shop. Goodman's brother's gas-masked head lies in the foreground. They enter the body shop. There's a red pickup truck.
There she is.
You sure it'll run?
Yes, sir. It was my brother's. Only reliable thing in here.
So what's it doing here?
Backup for this exact situation.
You gotta love the vintage models.
No major electronics. Outside the radio.
Just needs a battery.
Danner puts it on the hood.
Get it done.
Ajax reaches in and pops the hood. Danner raises it. Inside Boss's helmet, a message reads, O2 drop detected.
Ajax,
how sure are you on these masks holding out?
40%. It's the only reason I'm on board with this plan. I don't like them either. But we're pretty slim on choices out here.
I could hit the bunker. Goodman can hook us up with some of her surplus masks.
It's an option. We'd have to take a detour. Leave the truck running.
Yeah, that's a negative. We're already backtracking and losing time. Once we get this running, we're not stopping.
Danner finishes securing the battery.
Ready.
Goodman, you know this truck in these streets. You're driving. Danner, shotgun.
Hood shuts.
Jax, with me. We're about to make a racket. So we'll have to act quick.
Ajax hands Goodman the key. She and Boss get in the truck. Danner and Ajax stand by the shop door.
On three, Goodman. You'll fire it up, and we'll open the door.
Here goes nothing.
She puts her foot by the gas pedal. Ajax raises a finger.
One.
She puts the key in the ignition.
Two.
Danner unlocks the shop door.
Three.
Ajax looks up to see a human-like creature crawling on the ceiling.
What the?
It jumps down on the hood of the truck. The truck dies. Ajax and Danner open fire, but the creature manages to bound off the hood and run off through a doorway. The lights in the shop start to flicker.
That was it! That is what I saw with Ton.
We got it pinned.
What the hell did it do to the power?
The lights continue to flicker. Boss walks towards the doorway that the creature fled through. He reaches out and pulls the door shut.
It looks human. Humans don't climb on ceilings and crush trucks.
Stack up. We're getting out of here.
She leans on the push bar and cracks open the door. Infecteds charge towards her.
Holy shit!
They shut the door, but some infecteds make their way into the shop through another door. Several legs are seen scurrying in the shadows. The team cautiously advances.
Where the hell did they go?
Spread out.
They do. As two of them walk in the background, a shadow sneaks by in the foreground. Each team member explores cautiously. Fingers slowly wrap around the backside of a car. Boss aims his gun from side to side as he walks. But as soon as he turns,
I don't have a clean shot.
An infected hangs on his back and plunges its face into his neck. Boss winces. He manages to flip it off his back onto the ground and fills it with bullets.
Boss!
He reaches for his neck.
Goodman, help him!
Before she can, an infected lunges at her and slams her against the truck. She falls and the infected jumps on top of her. Boss pulls it off of her. A blade extends from his forearm and he slices the attacker's neck. Boss staggers and falls to the ground. Infecteds continue to come in through the door.
Gotta close that door, cover me!
Over there!
Runs over to Boss and takes a shot from the canister. The others continue to ward off infected. Goodman plunges the shot into Boss's neck. His eyes bulge, then, darkness. He gasps back to consciousness.
I'm drying my mane.
Over there! John, there's one!
Yes.
have you back, boss.
Here. Make it count. Thanks.
This is bad.
Let's get the hell out of here. On me.
What about that thing? I don't want to go down there.
We're boxed in.
Yeah, with that thing.
Goodman, we will not wait for you.
Then go.
If we stick together, we can help each other.
Yeah, just look at where that's gotten us.
Last chance.
Good luck.
To you too.
Boss, Ajax and Danner head off, leaving Goodman. She looks around and keeps her weapon close. The lights continue to flicker. Boss's red light glows on a solid door with a narrow vertical window. He pushes it open and they cautiously enter the room. Goodman stands and watches, her eyes dart back and forth. A bloody hand on the ground starts to twitch. A whole body of an infected twitches. Goodman turns quickly with gun raised. An infected runs up behind her.
Siblings and sixes.
The men move through the room. Goodman defeats the attacker, driving her weapon down upon it fiercely several times. She spins around with weapon raised. Ajax's eyes dart about. Danner's do the same. Danner approaches a door marked exit. He looks out onto an empty lot.
West side is clear.
All right, coming to you. Ajax, where you at?
Almost there.
Danner backs into the room. The door shuts.
Boss, I'll take point, and then we go.
The worm-like tongue pierces his back and chest.
Dad, what's happening?
He drops. Ajax enters the room and sees the creature by the exit door and Danner on the floor.
Boss!
He aims at the creature. It withstands several hits, then leans its head far back and screams. Distortion ripples fill the space. Ajax, Danner, and Goodman, all in their separate locations, try to cover their ears. They fall to the floor and writhe in pain. They all slowly recover. The creature has disappeared. Ajax goes over to Danner, who lies in pain on the floor.
I got you.
I got you.
I got you.
Ajax raises his weapon towards the door. It's Boss. He comes in and kneels beside Danner.
Caught me.
What do you need, brother?
What do you want us to do?
Just take the damn helmet off. I want it off.
They remove his helmet. Danner bleeds heavily from the mouth. He tries to lift his head.
I can't hear anything.
He lies there, eyes wide, looking to the ceiling. The life slowly fades from him and he is still. Ajax looks over to Boss.
I'm sorry, Boss.
Boss gently closes Danner's eyes with his fingers. He puts a finger in a small pool of Danner's blood and looks at it.
He wants our blood.
They both suddenly aim their guns at the doorway. The red light falls on Goodman. Boss clears a table and they lay Danner on it.
Fastest way out now is to make sure we have one less obstacle.
What do you have in mind?
We're gonna bait it. Blow it straight to hell.
With Danner?
With his blood.
Shows a blade.
It's what he would want.
Boss places the small blade at Danner's neck.
It doesn't seem right.
It's not right. It's revenge.
A steady stream of Danner's blood lies in the doorway. A small puddle forms below the table where Danner bleeds out. Ajax, Goodman, and Boss conceal themselves in different parts of the room.
You knew this thing was out here, didn't you, Goodman? It killed your brother.
I wasn't certain what it was then. Still not.
That makes three of us. The only thing that makes me appreciate death is the certainty of it.
He holds a detonator.
If we can get these vaccines out, maybe it'll take us back to a time where we had more certainty in life.
Even with the vaccine, we're still not gonna save everyone.
No, we won't. But they can use all the help we can give them.
Boss, whatever this thing is, it isn't taking the bait.
You wanna just walk out of here?
No. I'm just saying the cryo's running low and the Chief's choppers aren't gonna wait long.
What happens if we fail?
They build a new vaccine based on your blood. It'll take a lot longer than if we get a stable dose to the CDC. You wanna help people? Then we need to take action now.
Boss raises his weapon and slowly walks into the center of the room. Goodman stays hidden behind a curtain. Danner's body lies in the foreground as Boss slowly walks behind it. It is rigged with explosives. Boss's feet step alongside the pools of Danner's blood. He looks up to the rafters. They look all clear.
Stay in the shadows.
Goodman stays tucked behind the curtain.
Goodman, wait here.
Ajax's feet step out from his spot.
Boss, I'm coming to you.
He makes his way through the room. The red light on his weapon bathes the room in a faint red glow. From inside his helmet, the projected stats and gauges start to flicker slightly. Goodman stands in the foreground as the creature crawls along the ceiling in the background. Goodman stares.
It's here.
Ajax shines his light on the trail of Danner's blood and follows it. His helmet screens flicker again. They flicker heavily. He turns, the creature is there, towering over him.
My God.
He goes to shoot, but the creature knocks the gun to the ground. He tries to punch, but the creature seizes his fist and hurls him against a row of lockers.
Jax, hold on, I'm coming.
They struggle and the creature knocks Ajax to the ground. It lifts him and tosses him like a rag doll. Boss's red light shakes as he runs down a hall. Ajax crawls away as the creature searches for him in the background. Boss runs into the room.
Jax, come in. Where are you? Jax, where are you?
Boss, over here.
He stops and looks down to his left. A small pool of blood glistens on Ajax's suit.
No, Jax. No.
It is what it is.
Jax!
He lies on the floor beside Goodman. Boss kneels.
I'm not going to desert you.
Hell with that. I got this. It's still in here.
Where is it?
Go. And let me end this.
Stop.
Boss and Goodman try to lift him.
You can't help me now. But let me help you.
A pool of blood grows beneath his side.
Let me help you win.
Boss nods.
Never. Hoorah, my brother.
Boss takes out the detonator and puts it into Ajax's hand. They fist bump.
Come on, Goodman.
Goodman rises, looks down and nods to Ajax. She and Boss leave. Ajax remains on the floor holding the detonator. We follow the trail of Danner's blood. Ajax waits. The creature pounces, putting its enormous clawed hand on Ajax's leg. Its mouth hangs open. Drool falls from its sharp teeth. It takes hold of Ajax's helmet and pulls it off. Ajax looks into the creature's face. The gaping mouth moves downward. The puddle of blood increases. Ajax looks to the detonator in his hand and presses. It fails. He keeps trying. The worm-like tongue extends from the creature's mouth and slides directly into Ajax's side wound. He spasms and drops the detonator. Boss and Goodman walk out of the building into the night. Ajax closes his eyes and winces. His whole face shakes. The creature's tongue wriggles as it sucks Ajax's blood. Boss and Goodman spin around. The creature rises from Ajax's body. Boss and Goodman look to the doorway. The creature emerges.
Run!
In an instant, the creature hurls itself upon Boss. Its tongue pierces his chest. Boss grabs hold of the tongue. Blasts from Goodman drive the creature up onto a roof. It disappears. She runs to Boss.
Boss, can you hear me? Boss, stay with me. Boss, can you hear me?
Blood runs out along the pavement. Boss is still. Goodman puts a wad of gauze on the chest wound.
Boss, can you hear me? Boss, stay with me. Boss, we gotta go. Boss, we gotta go.
Darkness. Lightning. Flashback of Boss in free fall from the plane.
A lot of good lives will be saved.
He punches the punching bag at night. He stops and sees infecteds running. They charge the lab building. He steps back from the bag as he watches.
Here they come.
His blade extends. He beheads the attacker in the bus terminal. He fights Ajax.
The only thing that makes me appreciate death.
Danner's death stare. Ajax screams. The detonator fails.
But I thought Darity moved to the town.
Car explodes.
It is what it is.
He sits up.
We're getting torn apart.
That's a shame, really.
We gotta get these shot.
He drives a shot into Danner's neck. Infected's charge in the auto body shop. Danner falls from the tower. Boss drives a sledgehammer down on an attacker. He comes to. He lies on a couch in Goodman's underground bunker. Blood-soaked gauze is taped to his chest wound. He slowly turns his head and looks up to see Goodman standing above him securing a full blood bag. She wipes her hands with a cloth.
Tybo, my luck continues.
You know what they say. It's gonna run out sometime.
Back in the bunker? What are you, a buck 05? How'd you drag me all the way here?
10 years in the military, pick up a few tricks of the trade.
What time?
Just rest up for now. Let the blood do its work. Come dawn, we can try to get out of here again.
Choppers won't wait that long.
Hey, careful.
He sits up.
Listen, Goodman, we got...
Hey, don't touch it. Just keep it covered.
He leans back on the couch. She sits.
That thing didn't like you very much.
Feeling mutual. It was humanoid.
That was not a human.
We don't know that.
There's a lot we don't know, isn't there? Like what it is, where it came from. If there's more out there in this D-zone or others.
Beginning to think Dan was right.
About what?
That we poisoned the world.
Goodman turns away and looks down.
Poison.
Boss's brow furrows. The shot canister. The shots in the casement. Shots put into canister. Canister exchanges hands.
That thing was about to drain Danner, but it stopped.
Stop with you too.
Boss stares. Looks at Goodman.
It can't take the antigens.
He stands up and points to the blood bag.
Do you have more of these?
Goodman looks up, nods yes and smiles. She opens a cooler filled with blood bags.
Our first plan almost worked. We gotta trap this creature, and if we can, kill it.
Okay, so what do we know about this thing? It likes blood.
Not vaccinated blood.
Maybe it carries the virus.
They load their weapons.
It doesn't like light, feels pain. First thing we need to do is make our guests feel nice and welcome. Lay out the scent of blood, draw it deep inside. We'll need it dark in here. Once it's deep enough, we hit it. The bunker's got one door. Keep it open. It's one way in, it's our way out.
They make a blood trail.
We attack, trigger the trap within the trap.
What if we can't kill it?
We leave that to the professionals.
Isn't that us?
He hands her the canister.
You take the vaccine. Worst case, I keep that thing here with me. While you make it to the EZ, doubles our chances.
Boss holsters his gun and cocks his weapon. In near darkness, Goodman backs up, hunched over, squeezing blood out of a bag onto the ground. The creature's tongue dips into a small puddle of blood. Goodman rises. Her eyes widen. She runs. Boss sets a timer attached to explosives. Goodman runs through the strip door, scrambles to get her weapon, and hides behind a shelving unit. The creature's shadow shows behind the strip door as it pushes through with its huge clawed hands. The timer shows 5 minutes. Boss keeps low and hurries around a table. He crawls in the foreground. The creature stalks in the background. Goodman stands by the shelving unit with gun raised. The hulking silhouette of the creature advances towards her. Its tongue shoots out and gets Goodman. Boss rises.
You fucked up now.
Shoulder hit. The creature staggers.
Who shot you, bitch?
Another hit. Goodman runs over to the light switch. The room is bathed in light. The creature falls to its knees and leans its head far back. Goodman and Boss struggle. The fuse box sparks. The lights go out. Boss makes out the creature's form in the darkness and shoots. It grabs at the gun. It goes off and punctures a propane tank.
Oh shit.
The creature kicks Boss to the ground. He winces. The timer ticks at 1 minute. The tank leaks. Goodman gasps with wide eyes. She crawls towards the flap doors, but the creature's tongue wraps around her ankle and pulls her back. As it drags her, she grabs the gun from her holster. She gets up, but she's out of bullets. The creature throws her across the room. She lands hard and writhes on the ground. The creature seizes her head and slams it against the ground several times and then rips off her helmet. It lifts her up by the throat with one arm and presses her high against the wall. In shadow, the drooling tongue extends from the creature's mouth and eerily inspects Goodman's face. She tries to turn her head. Her legs kick frantically. Drool sticks to her cheek as the tongue brushes against her face. Boss gets up and draws his blade.
This might sting a little.
The creature drops Goodman. The canister rolls away. Boss stabs away. The creature screeches. Distortion waves ripple. Boss's eyes bulge. He bares his teeth. Goodman rolls on the ground. Boss pulls off his helmet and covers his ears. The creature swings its mighty arm and sends Boss flying. Goodman unzips a backpack and desperately puts on a gas mask. The creature advances on Boss. It grabs him and lifts him high with one arm. Boss struggles to break free. Goodman gets to her feet and picks up the canister. Boss eyes this. He lifts his forearm and activates the suit's light beam. The creature releases Boss and steps back. Goodman slides a shot across the floor. Boss grabs it and goes to stab, but the tongue seizes his hand. The shot falls, but he grabs it with his other hand and drives it into the creature's arm. The tongue starts to slide around Boss's neck. He looks at the shot in the creature's arm, draws his blade and cuts the tongue.
Time to get vaxxed, motherfucker. Side effects may include... Fuck you!
He headbutts the shot deep into the creature's arm. It flails about in pain and slowly crumbles to the floor. The timer shows 30 seconds. The tank continues to leak.
Shall we kill it?
Nah, let it suffer.
They stand over it. Boss puts his helmet on and they walk away. The creature writhes on the floor. The timer gets closer and closer to zero. The tank leaks. Boss and Goodman run from the bunker. A massive explosion releases a huge fireball into the night sky. Fade to black. The sun begins to rise over the horizon. Boss and Goodman scale a hill. They come to the top. She takes off her gas mask. He takes off his helmet. They take a long look around over the vast, quiet landscape. Boss taps her shoulder and motions for her to carry on. She looks at him with uncertain eyes but nods yes. Boss looks up into the sky. Then he puts his arm around Goodman's shoulders and they walk on. A military helicopter flies overhead and turns back towards them and begins a slow descent as the sun glows in the background. They walk toward the helicopter. In the foreground, Boss's helmet lays in the dirt. Cut to black. Credits. Directed by Hank Braxton. Original screenplay by Michael Klug and Tim Ogletree. Story by Michael Lurie and Jeffrey Giles. Produced by Michael Lurie and Jeffrey Giles. Producer, Ariel Brockfeld. Executive producers, Tarkan Dospil, Michael Lurie and Jeffrey Giles. Executive producers, Chris Wilson and Jonathan Rogers. Director of photography, Marshall Douglas. Music by Whiplash. Michael J. White. Chad Michael Collins. Tarkan Dospil. Whitney Nielsen. Antoine Torbert. Jason Weiss. James Markham Hall Jr. And Jeff Fahey. Co-producer, Jason Weiss. Associate producer, Dan McClintock. Unit production manager, Joel Daniel Cochran. Assistant director, Rachel Duaber. Cast, Boss, Michael J. White. Ajax, Chad Michael Collins. Danner, Tarkan Dospil. Goodman, Whitney Nielsen. Tun, Antoine Torbert. Sinclair, Jason Weiss. Creature, James Markham Hall Jr. Hawk, Houston Erickson, and Jeff Fahey as Master Chief. Stunt Coordinator, Eric Linden. Stunts, Heath C. Heine, Asa Forsyth, Paul Wenzel, Jasper Joyner, Jordan David Scott. Gaffer, Drew Adams. First AC Jerry Sun, Second AC, Nick Linenberger. Production Assistant, parentheses, Camera, Jaden Kwan. Production Sound, Michael A. Crosby. Production Designer, Mike Leggett. Credits continue.